Hare Krishna. So, as Maharaj said, we all have the great good fortune to be sitting here by the side of Giriraj. And this good fortune is something that you cannot purchase with any items, gold, value, qualities, anything of this world. Because Giriraj himself is not of this world. So let me share with you a couple of points from the wonderful Leela when Krishna lifted Giriraj. Krishna spoke very illogical, faulty philosophy to convince his father that they should not worship the devas, but they should worship Giriraj instead. And even though it didn't make any sense, all the residents of Vrindavan agreed. And so they decorated Giriraj with flags and festoons. They had colorful banners and so many things all over the hill. And all the people of Vrindavan, village after village, they offered whatever they had for the pleasure of Giriraj. Rice and dal and sweets and sabji and everything. And then Giriraj assumed a huge human form. He had bangles. He had a crown. He was standing as if the hill here, Giriraj, mounted right up in a human form up into the sky. And everyone was astonished. And Krishna himself, with all the residents of Vrindavan, he bowed down and offered respect and asked, "Who are you?" to this form. And this huge form said, "I am the mountain." And everyone was astonished. And Krishna told them at that time, "Pray to him, seek from him whatever you desire, and worship him." So everyone was busy bringing all of their offerings out. And Giriraj, as quickly as they were offering, he was taking everything. And everyone was so astonished as they were staring at him in this way. Then Giriraj added, with his huge form, said one more thing. "Although the devas consider themselves different than you, I do not consider myself different than you." And then he disappeared. And all the residents of Vrindavan, all the residents who were here, were astonished to see this wonderful form. Then they understood that Giriraj is actually conscious. Krishna wanted them to understand that Giriraj is a person, and a person who can give protection. This is very important for us because we live in a world that is actually full of so many dangers. In fact, more dangers than we can avoid seeing. And Giriraj is so magnanimous and so massive that he can take care of anyone and everything. So then when they saw that the mountain had become conscious and he had given blessings and disappeared, and they understood that he was their protector, they were thinking about this. And I found a very nice statement that I think is very important for us to understand. When the rain came in response to Krishna's worship and the dangerous things occurred, Krishna called everyone to the side of Giriraj and said, "Fold your hands and stand here in front of Giriraj." And they did it. And understanding Krishna's desire, all the cowherd men came under the mountain. But listen to this. This is very important. They did not think of him as their protector, but they thought that he was their only object of service, that he was meant to be protected. So when they came to Giriraj, you will see today, every day here, hundreds of people who are full of faith. They walk around Giriraj every day and they pray. Everyone is asking for something and we are asking for something too. But when we have become free of the fear that we are unprotected, as the residents of Vrindavan became free of that fear, then we should turn our prayers, instead of seeking some help or something for ourselves, we should turn all our prayers in the opposite direction and pray, how can I offer service? How can you become the object of my service? And this is actually real protection. So I don't want to speak too long or interfere with the subject matter that is going to be presented independently by our esteemed speakers. But I would say that when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we may also sometimes be seeking, please, as we pray to Giriraj, understanding that he is personally there, please help me, help me, help me. But when we can turn that effort into, please let me serve you, serve you, serve you, then our understanding of Giriraj and our visit here by the side of Giriraj will be very, very fruitful. So I pray that some hint of this magical, mystical mountain's mercy may be given to you all. Thank you.